You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
SPAR Group reported their results today. We're going to take a look at those results, some of the moving parts that happened there, as well as what it means for the business now and going forward. I'm joined on the line by the SPAR Group CEO, Angelo Swartz, to take a look at this. Angelo, thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the performance highlights for the business. What do you, as a group and as a management team, make of the set of performance results?
Thanks, Jimmy, and thanks for having me. It's been a tough year, but there was some really great highlights for our business. I think our Irish performance was stellar, really, really spectacular performance in that Irish business, delivering over R1 billion worth of rands worth of profit this year for the first time, which is a great achievement. I'm really happy with the SA grocery performance at 7.1, bearing in mind some of the challenges we faced around the ERP implementation, where we lost about R1.5 billion worth of sales. I think if we added that back, that the SA grocery performance would have been up near 9%, which we're very happy with. Total growth of the group at 10.1 is probably flattered slightly by FX, but still a solid number. And our private label performance in South Africa was particularly strong, over 11% growth in private label, increasing our share in the South African business to by nearly 1%, which is another great great thing to add, feather in our cap. Very tough year, but some highlights.
Let's get into some of the not-so-happy highlights, or the lowlights, rather, of the year. There are quite a few of them, but the business has been very proactive in tackling them. Let's start with the Polish business, Angelo. The business, the only loss-making business unit, rather, that was reported in terms of loss before tax out of all of the units. Yeah. And since September, we now know that you've elected to sell this portfolio. How difficult has this Polish market been for you, considering the numbers and considering how much you've put into it?
Yeah, look, I think Poland is a very attractive market for our model in particular of independent retail. And it is a strong, the country's GDP growth has been strong, really strong performer in as European countries go, which was really effective. But having said that, I think we got into the market and our timing wasn't great. And we really struggled to get momentum there. Mediocre market share. And with that in mind, we think there is an opportunity for somebody to grow this business. But at this stage, given our challenges on other fronts, we felt that we had two choices, either go big or go home. And we weren't really prepared to put more capital on the line in that Polish market right now, given our priorities elsewhere in our stable. And so the logical decision was to sell. And so we're going to hang on to that business as long as it takes to find the right buyer. Having said that, I think we anticipate being out of Poland by the end of our financial year 24.
FY24, we'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, there are other factors that could work out and situations that could be beyond your control, so we won't hold you to that, but the decision has been taken and it's probably for the best that business streamlines that. Angelo, let's look at that SAP implementation. It's been in the news, it's been in the media, it's a very difficult subject to talk about. I mean, 1.6 billion rand in turnover loss, as well as about 720 million rand in profits lost, and you had to write off 94 million rand in terms of the SAP software itself. Can you just take us through that journey and where we stand on that?
Yes, so we moved on to the ERP program, SAP program, at the end of January in one distribution center, that being KZN. Unfortunately, that migration did not go well, and as you've reported, has impacted the group at a turnover level quite significantly, and then the knock-ons in terms of profit beyond that. So that was a real challenge. Our change management of that process wasn't as good as it should have been. In terms of the write down of the asset, I think of the ERP asset, that's fairly simple to explain. Our initial plan was to roll onto a global template, meaning that we would take all our geographies onto the same, roughly the same template. Since then, we've rethought the strategy and sat down and just having a look at the diverse businesses we run, and we felt that regional specific ERP programs were probably one, cheaper, and two, more flexible to deal with regional nuances. So that is the change in strategy, and unfortunately we had spent some money on building the SAP asset for the foreign countries, and that really is where that write down comes from.
Mm. Angelo, let's look at the positives. Let's look at outlook going forward. The business has decided now not to declare a dividend this time around. I imagine the prudency around that is for obvious reasons, and that just the restructuring might take a bit of time, and you just want to be better prepared for that. But what's the outlook for SPAR going forward? I mean, the SPAR to you business unit, or that app and that facility, as compared to the likes of your Checkers 6060, the Pick and Pays offering. Obviously, you want to be more competitive in those spaces. What's the plan, both domestically as well as internationally? Because we mustn't forget, SPAR does have that international footprint as well.
Yes, we do. So a large portion of our business is now in Europe, but South Africa is our home market, and in the short term, that's where our focus is going to be. We really are focused on local margin, and we really want to return the EBIT margin to above 3%, where investors have been comfortable and expectant of the South African EBIT margin to be. So we've got a great plan to execute on that, as I say, in the next 24 months, and I'm really excited about that. The majority of the SAP challenge has been dealt with, and I think we'll see quite a strong bounce back in the first 6 months of this financial year, and then some acceleration beyond that. And then, as you mentioned, our SPAR2U platform is a challenging space, and one that's becoming quite crowded. As you've mentioned, our competitors, I don't really want to talk about, I don't really like to talk about their offerings. I think that they do a great job. But we've managed to scale the SPAR2U quite rapidly. We've increased by nearly 270 sites in the past year, so we're up near 350 sites, which we think is a great achievement in a year for a business as complex as ours from an ownership perspective, where all our stores are individually owned or independently owned, rather. So that's really exciting, and we want to see we really want to push that business in the year ahead.
Well, I look forward to seeing how that unfolds. I keep getting the question from various listeners and those in my spaces as to which of the retailers I would recommend individuals buy if they're looking to take up some shares. And I think there's a compelling case for all of them. I like that all the CEOs and all the companies are very clear about their mandates and what it is that they intend to do. Thanks so much, Angelo, for giving us some insights into where the SPAR Group is headed going forward. We're excited to see how that all pans out, and we wish you all of the best of luck with that. That's Angelo Swartz, who is the CEO of the SPAR Group, giving us a sense of their latest set of results, as well as where their focus areas are going to be going forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.